Daytime baseball between the Marlins and the A's. The first home start for Edinson Volquez since no-hitting Arizona. Jeez, give the guy some space. But this was clearly not Volquez's day.
A home run for Ryan Healy, his 15th three-run homer, and a 4-0 Oakland A's lead.
And now Tomas Tatis, the pinch hit here in the fourth inning. The one to Tatis is hammered left center field. Rajay Davis racing back toward the home run sculpture, and it's off the wall. Here's Moore with the tying run. It's a pinch hit RBI double by Tomas Tatis, and we're even again, 5-5. Runners lead. The 0-1 to D is lined into left base hit. Here comes the go-ahead man, Riddle. Tatis will be held. D. Gordon, first hit in the ball game, and the Marlins have grabbed a 6-5 lead in the fourth.
Here's a ground ball base hit through the left side. Coming to third is Dietrich. He'll come home to score, and the Marlins lead 8-5. Here's a line drive. Puts another run up on the board for the Marlins. They've scored 10 and lead 10-5.
Marlins erase an early 4-0 deficit. They go on for the 11-6 win. Edinson Volquez turns in only four innings in his first home start since no-hitting the Diamondbacks, but escapes with a no decision. Don Mattingly has to be thrilled with the way his team is playing at home, as the Marlins improved to 10-2 in their last dozen games at Marlins Park. The Miami skipper shared his thoughts after Wednesday's 11-6 win.
We've been able to put some runs on the board. You know, I think there for a while it seemed like we were just kind of stagnant offensively. I think we started to gain some consistency with our offense, and then our pitching seemed to be right there with it. You know, our starters are kind of been steady, not necessarily going 6 or 7 every time out, but have kept us in a lot of games. And so, as much as anything, it seems like we just kind of stabilized, start put some wins on the board, got that kind of the bad stuff behind us, and hopefully we can just kind of keep riding this, you know, and keep going. Last month when we got down a run, I was like, hope they don't score first, because it felt like if the other team scored first, we were in trouble. But now you don't have that same feeling. Obviously, we've been able to put some runs up. I knew they had a younger guy out there today, and if we had stayed with him, we had a chance to put some runs up. So, and those are tough games to pitch in as a young guy. Honestly, I've seen too many young guys have to, you know, it's kind of almost like you're trying to protect the lead instead of, you know, a veteran guy is going to keep pitching and knowing that there's a long way to go. So, the guys kind of bounce back. In a 12 o'clock game, you never know. You get that 12 o'clock and the day after that night game, you're not quite sure what you're going to get, but the guys, you know, battle back.
The Marlins enjoy an off day Thursday before heading to Atlanta on Friday to take on the Braves.